ABC Radio Australia.
Social distancing, lockdowns and curfews are aimed at saving lives by limiting movement of people and stopping the spread of coronavirus. But right across the world, there are reports that the requirement to stay at home has also placed women in danger. Soon, you'll hear about the situation in Australia. But first, in Fiji, women's shelters have recorded a major increase in domestic violence since the start of that country's COVID-19 restrictions. While in Solomon Islands, a women's refuge serving the country's most populated province will soon temporarily close its door because of overcrowding and coronavirus fears. From Solomon Islands, here's Evan Wasuka with more.
Domestic violence has always been a major problem for Fiji, Solomon Islands and many countries in the Pacific region. But add in the coronavirus pandemic and the situation is far worse. Shamima Ali is the head of the Fiji Women's Crisis Centre.
If we compare for this time last year, March and April, we've had over 100% increase in women calling for domestic violence.
The Fiji Women's Crisis Centre runs a helpline for people to call, including a national domestic violence service line. Ms. Ali says they've logged over 1,000 calls since COVID-19 emergency measures were put in place, with half of them related to domestic violence cases. Fiji reported its first coronavirus case on the 19th of March with lockdowns in Lautoka, followed by Suva. Ms. Ali says the restrictions have created a fertile ground for perpetrators of domestic violence.
So where the man was already a perpetrator, this is the ideal environment, that social isolation, for men to conduct violence against women, domestic violence, impunity. Because the woman is under total control of the man. He's there 24/7.
Speaking at a press conference yesterday, the Minister of Women, Children and Poverty, Mereseni Vuniwanga, says authorities are working with stakeholders like the Fiji Women's Crisis Centre, NGOs and authorities to deal with the increase in domestic violence cases.
Our efforts are ongoing in relation to the elimination of violence against women. You would note that during the COVID period, there was a press conference here where the Prime Minister himself had alluded to the noted increase for domestic violence around the world. And Fiji is no exception.
Ms. Ali says Fiji's coronavirus emergency has forced her organization to adapt and move away from face-to-face counseling and to expand their counseling services to mobile phones, Facebook and Viber.
You know, organizations like ours and others are working around that. We have got protective gear now. We've got good masks, the ones, the effective masks and so on. So with the PPEs, we are hoping to open up a little bit and go out in the communities.
But it's not only the vulnerable in Fiji who are feeling the strain of the coronavirus pandemic. In neighbouring Solomon Islands, a women's refuge centre there will temporarily close its doors because of overcrowding and coronavirus fears. The Malaita Christian Care Centre services the country's largest populated province. But its head, Sister Doreen Aiwayasi, says the threat of COVID-19 means they don't have the capacity to put social distancing measures in place, while the lack of running water makes it impossible to have hand-washing facilities.
From January to April, we have already recorded 21 children who have used the facilities, and most of them are sexual abuse cases. And we have 14 women. And that's a big number.
One of the government's early responses to the coronavirus pandemic has been to repatriate people back to their villages, away from the capital Honiara, which could be a potential hotspot. But Sister Doreen says the influx of people, plus the stress of settling back into village life with limited land and gardens, could lead to more domestic violence cases.
We have a lot of people coming in, but then, you know, they don't have gardens in the villages, and soon there are a lot of spillings, and it's going to be an issue, and it won't be long.
Sister Doreen says construction work at the centre has yet to be completed, but the need to take in more women and children has led to the centre opening its doors. She says they've been operating on as little as $200 Australian per month, and it's been a struggle to provide food, medicines, transport, and even keep the lights on.
Children who are traumatised, they need to see from a far distance, you know. If the place is dark, they won't be able to go to sleep.
While the focus of donors and governments across the region has been on the coronavirus emergency, Shamima Ali from the Fiji Women's Crisis Centre says victims of gender violence should not be left behind.
So we also call out to the donors to you know, to ensure that when they are giving money to Pacific governments, that they're ensuring that that gender is not forgotten, the gender aspect of any such pandemic or disaster.
With no new COVID-19 cases reported in recent weeks, Fiji authorities are counting down towards declaring the country coronavirus-free. Ms. Ali is hopeful that easing of restrictions will also lead to a decrease in domestic violence cases.